night before the main performer. There will be a short support act. Will you please welcome all the way from Israel versus via Aberdeen, Mr. Rabbi Burns.
Hey. How are you? Very much of Don Lochai the Jew. Shifter, chifter, chifter, dachter, chifter, nachter, nachter, eh? Boys and girls, bombings, eh? Bombings, fucking bombings, we're all gonna fucking die, eh? We're all gonna fucking die, we're all gonna die in the fucking bushes, we're gonna die in the fucking drains, we're gonna get in the fucking place, big fucking tsunamis, we're all gonna fucking die, rising attacks all over the fucking place, water supply, fucking water, we're all gonna fucking die, we're all gonna go to heaven, and St. Peter's gonna go, oh, you made a wee mistake in 1975, you're gonna have to go to hell, but you won't get to see the fucking devil, because the devil will be too busy with fucking millions of fucking Muslims to fucking see, right? So if you're fucking it, you'll fucking make you wait by a minion in a wee fucking room, eaten up by rats. Rats, ladies and gentlemen. Eaten up by fucking rats. You're all gonna fucking die. But until then, a few wee jokes might not be out of place. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is... what's some good news and some bad news for you tonight? The bad news is that Mr. Sadowitz can't make it. The good news is that Mr. Sadowitz can't fucking make it. So you got me instead, ladies and gentlemen. Rabbi Burns, fucking Britain's most foremost fucking Scottish Jewish fucking comic and poet. Right? Well, I may not be the best fucking poet in the world, but by Christ, I'm the tightest. Take over the nun's cunt, ladies and gentlemen. Rather drink more and piss than spend a penny. Eh? There's both sides of the fucking toilet paper. Eh? And then once I've finished with that, I carefully separate the two ply pieces. And using my excrement, my own fucking excrement, glue it back to back, right? Thereby getting four usages out of the one fucking piece of fucking toilet paper. As old grandmother used to say, look after the pennies, but give us your fucking pounds. Then, once I've used that fucking bit of toilet paper, I carefully take the full Andrex puppy and shove it sideways up my own fucking arsehole. What do you think of them apples, boys and girls? Let's put it this way, ladies and gentlemen. I wouldn't say I'm tight, but when I was born, I was circumcised and I sold the foreskin to Graham Norton for chewing gum. It doesn't get fucking tighter than that, ladies and gentlemen. And the jokes don't get fucking cleaner either. So that's in fact my Jewish name, by the way, Noah. Noah Refunds. Right? Middle name, fucking boys and girls. So, I can't help being fucking tight. I'm a Scottish Jew, right? Scottish, half fucking Scottish, half fucking Jewish. Half me wants to get pissed till I half won't pay for the drink. My fucking upper family starved to death in a pay-as-you-leave bus, ladies and gentlemen. The other half, I have to report, regrettably, perished in Auschwitz, ladies and gentlemen. When they saw Adolf Hitler's gas bill, they had heart attacks, the whole fucking lot of them. Anyway, let's put it like this, boys and girls, let's put it like this. I'm so tight, I'm toying with the idea of becoming a thalidomide victim just to avoid paying for a round. It does not get fucking tighter on that, does it, boys and girls? So, lovely to be here. I've walked all the way from Aberdeen, by the way. I was going to walk behind a bicycle, but then I thought, no, fuck it, I'll walk behind a taxi so I can smell the money I'm saving. And I got into London there, London Bridge, and I came across this fucking tramp in a sleeping bag. I thought, why waste good money on a fucking prostitute? So I come across this fucking tramp, and it's holding up a wee cardboard cutout sign that says, spare 10p for a cup of tea. I thought, go fuck yourself, son. Throw in a couple of Kit Kats and maybe you've got yourself a deal. You know, these fucking beggars, you've got too fucking many here, you know. Fucking beggars with fucking cardboard signs giving their biography on it. I don't know, I want to see a beggar to beg. That's what I want. I want to see a drop of fucking begging. I want to hear cancer in the fucking throat. I want to see an eye or a stalk coming out in the cheek. I want to see a cut getting a pus running out. I want to see a dog who's fucking starving to death through the ribs you can fucking count before I part with my fucking halfpenny, which by the by is attached by elastic to the back of my fucking sporran. It's only on short term loan, you student cunt. You know, same thing with these fucking mime artists you get in fucking Leicester fucking Square, you know. What I do there is I watch the fucking mime artists for about half an hour, and then I mime giving them the fucking money. That's what they fucking deserve. Anyway, boys and girls, all the way from Aberdeen, which as you know is the tightest fucking place on God's fucking earth, second only to fucking Edinburgh possibly, right? Fucking, in fact, it's where we invented the expression, come in, you'll have had your tea. Aberdeen is tight as fucking fuck. Somebody tried to open up an everything for a pound shop and there was a fucking riot. You know, hey, we're so fucking tight we won't even commit crimes in Aberdeen for fear of handling any money whatsoever, you know. The last crime that took place in Aberdeen was my great-great-great-great-grandfather who was caught by the police breaking into a fiver. And I got a 30 days first offence, you know. But I'm very fucking tight. There was one crime that did take place in Aberdeen. It was a smash and grab job, and unfortunately the two culprits got caught coming back for the brick. Boys and girls. So I'm very fucking tight. And there's no bank robberies in Aberdeen either, because that would require making a sawn-off shotgun, right? Which necessitates throwing half the fucking gun away. Which we're simply no prepared to fucking do. Because that other half can be used again as a recycled toilet roll fucking holder. So, anyway, boys and girls, I feel the muse coming on. A few wee poems might not be out of place. And by the way, you can save money if any of you are going to Edinburgh Festival. You can save money on bagpipes by simply strangling your cat if you've got one. Okay, other thing, if you're a pervert, just go up to wee kids and say, do you want to buy a sweetie? You can make fucking money on the fucking deal, see? Anyway, a few wee poems might not be out of place. And stop me if you've heard any of these before. Roses are red, violets are blue. You want to borrow how much? Personal fucking favourite of mine, ladies and gentlemen. Here's another one. Roses are red, trees are large. Fuck you and your congestion charge. That's a new one for the new fucking millennium. Okay, roses are red, violets are blue. Get rid of the fucking Muslims and the Indians too, because they look the same. So, here's one. I wonder if lonely as a cloud. Fuck easy jet prices. Another personal favourite. Here's a woman you may have heard before. There was a young man from Pentucket whose knob was so big he could suck it. He said with a grin, whipping spunk from his chin, that my ear was a cut, I could fuck it. Aye? He's all we want. There was a young man from Mauritius who said that last fuck was delicious. The next time I come, I'll be right up your bum because the scab on your cunt looks suspicious. Stop me if any of this gets too unsophisticated for you, wouldn't you, boys and girls? Here's a wee poem dedicated to Osama bin Laden and his latent homosexuality. Right? As you know, half of these fucking Muslims wear dresses. This doesn't bear fucking thinking about, does it? So here's a wee poem dedicated to Osama bin Laden. There was a young man called bin Laden who said, I am begging your pardon. My sister Manjita takes a right up the sheeter, but it's Ahmed that gives me a hard on. Okay, well, that's a lot of character I'm working on for Radio 4. What do you think? I've got to start getting more fucking commercial. I've been in this fucking game 20 fucking years now, you know, and there's been no fucking reward whatsoever, I have to fucking tell you. So that wasn't really me, okay? That was the little candle, right? This is the real me, okay? This is the new real fucking me, right?
Hi there, my name's Tad and I'm a retard. This is my son down here, Tad Jr. He's a retard too. As a matter of fact, the whole gosh darn family's a retard. When my 7-year-old daughter grows up, I'm going to divorce her, goddammit. Now, it's great to be here in Hammersmith, London, England. Came over here to see my kids. Well, not actually my kids, but in the dark, who cares who you're fucking, right, boys and girls? Not that I'm one of them pedophiles running like that, you know? I don't fuck 7-year-old kids or nothing. Not anymore. Because sometimes your cock gets caught in the braces that they wear on their teeth. And that can be pretty fucking goddamn sore, let me tell you. Anyway, I was beating up my wife yesterday. Windling, yeah? And she said to me, Ted, stop that. Women are real complex, ain't they? One minute they want foreplay, next minute they don't. Anyway, I wrote to George Bush last week in crayon. I figure I got the crayons for Christmas, might as well use them, you know? I said, hey, George, here's a little joke for you. What's yellow and cuts grass all day long? None of your business. He's my nigger. I'll paint him any color I want to. Oh, yeah, that's not really me either. That's another fucking character, okay? This is the real me, right? This is the real new me for 2005, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. It's the Chinese magician fooling fucking Yoo-hoo fucking thing, right? It's the fucking hat there, okay? We'll find your fucking level, don't you worry, ladies and gentlemen. Clue Klux fucking clan member on acid. Right, that's not really me either. This is the real me, okay? Well, it's actually not real me either. This is another character I'm working on, right? There's a lot of money to be made these days in, for mentalism, right? You've seen fucking Darren Brown, okay? Where was he in these fucking bombings, by the way? Yeah. Where did he predict fuck all? Right, but it's money for old fucking rope. You know that kind of shit people do. They go, just think of a number, sir, from 1 to 3, yeah?
make it an even number, yeah, between 1 and 3. Just jot your number down, yeah, just think of your number, and tonight, I will reveal to you the number you are thinking. It's fucking money for old fucking rope. And it's all a bunch of neuro-linguistic programming as well, that's bollocks as well. Neuro-linguistic programs. What a load of rub your tits after the show. I just don't see how it can possibly work your breasts over and over. So this is the new fucking cat that working on Lady Jam. This is Mr. E. Ozo, baffling mental fucking bozo. So, ladies and gentlemen, inside this ordinary brown envelope, I have made a fucking prediction. Now, boys and girls, there's the prediction right there. Gentlemen down here, just think of any number in the alphabet, please. Okay? Is the elephant you're thinking of a lamppost? No? No, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Now, sir, I drew a four-legged animal on the inside of this fucking prediction thing. Would you care to name out loud any animal in the language? Any animal? Tonight.
Llama
is in fact the very fucking animal that I drew, ladies and gentlemen. A cat on that one, just in case I fucked that up. Now, sir, I also went to Budgeon's Express earlier this morning, and I purchased an item of food. Do you mind telling the audience the food you think I bought using the power of your fucking psychic innate fucking thing? Sausage roll is in fact the very item of food. Purchased and Budgeon fucking Express. Now, boys and girls, as you know, magic is all an illusion. And I brought along a few samples for you this evening. At first glance, as you can see, these two lines appear to be exactly the same length. But look again, the top one is actually 5 times longer. Eh, boys and girls. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what do you see here? A picture of a lovely flower, or is it a picture of an arsehole so ravaged by hemorrhoids you can literally see the blood flowing down the back of the anal fucking passage? Now, ladies and gentlemen, what do you see here? A cross inside a circle? If you do, you'd be wrong. It is, in fact, a plate of fish and chips as purchased in a Terence fucking Conran restaurant. Don't be fucking going there again. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is not really an illusion, but the number of people who walked out of me on last night's show, which is quite incredible, an amazing trick in itself, it's only 200 of the cunts turned up. Now, ladies and gentlemen, can you change bush to cunts in only 2 steps? Well, you're actually way ahead of me. Bush is already a cunt. Which do you see here? A man smoking a cigar, or is it a picture of Lord Geoffrey Archer getting fucked so far up the arse by a black guy? You can see the cum literally spewing out of the cunt's mouth. And finally, boys and girls, if you look at this picture of Nell McAndrew on a Saturday afternoon in an ordinary Tesco's with your penis in your right fist, very slowly the image of a policeman will appear. As I found out. Listen, I'm actually putting all these character things, I'm actually putting the real me off, because the real me is fucking disgusting, right? And nobody fucking likes me, you know, the real act I fucking do. You know, people, I did a fucking show in Birmingham a few weeks ago, and they all fucking walked out. I was doing that fucking trick, that fucking sawing the lady in half trick, right? And okay, it wasn't a lady, it was a small boy, big fucking deal, right? And it wasn't a saw, it was my penis, big fucking deal. He was already dead, that's my point, right? As he wasn't, how the fuck would I know with a plastic bag over his head? Could I hear the fucking screaming? But the fucking parents are totally unreasonable. They start charging the fucking stage. Well, who wouldn't use the fucking dead body of the boy at that point as a self-defense weapon, right? I mean, I didn't have a fucking gun in me, right? But the parents are fucking shouting and screaming. The fucking police arrive. I bring the ricin out to avoid people from leaving in fucking droves, right? Next thing you know, there's fucking rioting and raping and looting. That's what happens in the event of that. Fucking rioting and raping, right? It's true. I must have raped about 300 of them. I can't remember the exact number because they're all black and they all scream the same as well. So basically people hate my fucking guts, right? And also I've got no real show for you tonight. I meant to have a show prepared for Edinburgh. No fucking show, right? I did try my best. I went to Davenport's magic shop in Charing Cross. You know, fucking magic shops. I said, give me some jokes. As a matter of fact, I'm a bit desperate. Give me some jokes. Material, sparkle, charm, stage presence, timing, any fucking thing you've got. The guy said, I'm very sorry, sir, we've got none of these items in stock. He wasn't even a Pakistani, I'm just doing that for pure fucking devilment. You know? Sorry, sir, we got none. Well, give me some fucking charm then, you cunt, I says. He says, I'm very sorry, sir. David Beckham was in it, bought the last fucking charm the fucking thing, right? So I got basically no fucking show for you. Everyone hates my fucking guts, and I've been sacked by Channel 5 as well. So how fucking low does that get? That's a rhetorical question. How fucking low does that get? You know, they told me that the viewing figures will... Actually, the viewer apparently fucked off to Spain, right?
and that my programmes weren't performing as well as the documentaries about Adolf Hitler. Yeah, but they were doing slightly better than the fucking baseball games that they show at 3 o'clock in the fucking morning. So they said to me, why don't you go away and come back and come out with some new, fresh ideas? I'm actually paraphrasing. What they actually said was, why don't you fuck off? Yeah. So I did try and work out some ideas for Channel 5, you know, but they weren't buying any of them. And I thought they were quite good. You know, I had an idea for a cookery programme, right? They're usually quite popular. A cookery programme presented by Jamie Oliver and Jeffrey Dahmer. Right? Who wouldn't watch that? Exciting, eh? No, they wouldn't fucking happy with that either. So I came up with another idea, a microwave version of Big Brother. Right? And I thought that'd be a good, you know, viewing figures, possibilities there, right? You just make a Big Brother house, but you make it out of a giant fucking microwave oven, right? And you put a whole bunch of fucking healthy students in there, right? And you watch them slowly frazzle to fucking death, right? But the thing is, they don't realise that the microwave is on wheels, right? So it's slowly being pushed to the edge of a fucking cliff, right? 30,000 feet up in the air, right? And as they are ejected one by one from the house, they fall off the fucking cliff and they just miss the water, you know? Like the Roadrunner the Coyote cartoons, right? Where the company goes... and just misses the water, right? Same fucking thing, only there's a big fucking spike at the bottom, right? So just in case they don't fucking die, the fucking spike splits them in fucking half. Well, who wouldn't watch a fucking program like that, right? Right? You couldn't fucking fork out enough money for the fucking electrics. So, wouldn't buy into that. Another idea I had was, I'm from Birmingham, get me out of here. Think of the fucking possibilities. And that wouldn't even offend cunts in Birmingham, right? Because they're so stupid they wouldn't even fucking watch it. They'd be busy trying to get the right channel on the fucking toaster, right? They are fucking stupid cunts, right? There's no point in having four bombs going off and people in Birmingham gathering everyone round out of the fucking city centre. Nothing was happening there. Nothing's gonna happen there. They are retards. Right? People in Birmingham walk around with their penises hanging out in case somebody asks them to count to 11. They're stupid cunts. They don't have mobile phones over there because they can't walk and talk at the same fucking time. Right? I know a woman in Birmingham, right? And she's pregnant, but she was seeing two guys and she's now no longer sure if the baby's hers or not. Right? They're basically stupid cunts. Quite often people in Birmingham marry people from Dundee in order to climb the social ladder. Right? Fucking stupid bastards. You get these cunts quite often, they go, well, people in Birmingham are actually quite intelligent, you know, they've invented a lot of it, they have inquiring minds, right? Well, of course they've got inquiring minds, you've got no fucking choice, because they're thick as shit. You walk around going, what's this then? Who am I then? How does that work then? What's this? What's a roundabout? What's a Pakistani? What's a terrorist bomb then? How does that work then? What's a job? What's a fucking job is the main fucking question they fucking ask. Because they're fucking retarded! Birmingham cunts. So they weren't buying that one either. Basically, I've been sacked by Channel 5. Everyone hates my fucking guts. I got no fucking show. And I'm sick as a fucking dog as well. Thanks for asking. Right. I've got a disease, right? It's the most stupid, inane fucking disease known to man. It's called ulcerative colitis. Even the name, ulcerative colitis, you know, you got to become like Jonathan Ross to fucking say it, right? I bet no one here has got that or even fucking heard of it. Just me, right? Because God especially hates me, right? And it's this disease whereby you have to go for a shit about 30, 40 times a fucking day, right? But you get no awareness of it. If I have to fuck off in the middle of the show, right, it's not because I've run out of material, because I've got to fucking get to the fucking bog really fucking fast, right? And it isn't just ordinary shit I fucking do. You go into the fucking bog, right? Let me paint the description of this for you, right? It looks like about 12 or 13 Weetabixes, right? Coated with Rice Krispies and toffee treats, with huge dollops of ketchup all over it, right? Now, you've got to imagine now a technical drawing exploded view of that. And you then have to imagine that this shit is not actually in the bowl, but on the fucking wall behind you, right? This is what I have to fucking live with, right? Every few months, you have to go into fucking hospital to get it fucking checked out with a colonoscopy, right? And the doctors come out and they go, yes, ulcerative colitis is a terrible fucking disease, and we've been studying it now for many, many years, and as far as cures are concerned, we've come up with nothing! Absolutely nothing! But we'll give you the fucking colonoscopy anyway. We'll stick this fucking thing right up your fucking arse so far we can get pictures of your back teeth to save the NHS money on dental fucking treatment, right? And they give you a fucking sedative as well while you're on the fucking table, right? And the sedative doesn't put you to sleep, right? It just makes you too dozy to fucking go, ow! Right?
So you fucking stick this fucking thing up, and how's that, Mr. Sandowitz? You cunt. Yeah, oh, really? I'll just push it a little bit further then. How's that? You're a fucking dead man, you fucking cunt. I will kill you after this fucking... It's fucking terrible fucking... And they bring students in as well to ask you a bunch of questions. Yeah. What's it like being a K-list celebrity? Yeah, I've seen you fucking... I've got this fucking thing up my fucking arsehole. The fuck's the matter with fucking people, right? And there's no, you know, because I have to go for a shit, you know, many times a fucking day, right? Quite often, all you can use is the fucking public toilets and pubs, right? Now, they are not the best fucking things in the world to go for a fucking shit, right? Public toilets are fucking dreadful. You go in, right? Usually there's no fucking bog seat on the fucking thing. Inside, there's usually somebody else's fucking shit there, right? Combined with loads of tissue paper, vomit, cum, semen, pre-cum, you know, fucking unidentifiable green shit, you know? So you have to actually lift your arse above the fucking level of the toilet seat, right? So as not to come into contact with some Pakistani's AIDS virus, right? But that doesn't actually help, because when you raise your arse above the toilet seat level, right, that has the effect of turning your fucking shit into a torpedo, right? So it actually goes down and sends their shit up to your arse, right? But while that's happening, you've got to use one foot to keep the fucking door of the fucking cubicle shut. Because guess what? There's never a fucking lock on public toilet doors in this fucking country. What is this fucking matter with Britain, right? Can't we raise decent hooligans anymore? You know, has it come to that? I remember the good old days when we used to mug grandmothers for 20 fucking pence, you know? Old women robbed for 20 fucking pence and kicked to death. Of course she's fucking kicked to death. You go through all that planning, you follow her for fucking half a mile, you fucking get her against the fucking wall, you get her fucking purse, inside there's 20 fucking pence. By that point, you are fucking ready to kick the fucking shit out of fucking something. Right? But nowadays, none of that. Nowadays, we're stealing locks and public toilet doors. Right? So you have to keep one foot against the fucking door. You've got your fucking arse hovering above the fucking cubicle fucking thing. Their shit gets sent up. You go for the fucking toilet paper, which isn't fucking there. Right? So now you have to use your own fucking hands to wipe your own blood and feces off, right? And you kind of have to shuffle out of the fucking cubicle. The next stage is you have to go for the fucking tap to wash your fucking hands, right? And it's never one of these ordinary fucking taps that turns like that clockwise. It's one of these fucking things where you press it down, right? And when you put your hands underneath it, the water fucking stops. What the fuck? Right? So you're doing that and nothing happens, right? And at this point you think, well, my life is really over, really, you know? So I might as well just kind of wipe my own shit. My own feces right there. And then just fucking hobble out of the fucking cubicle. Because that is the fucking disease that I have to fucking live with every fucking day, right? And I think diseases, at the very least, should fucking kill you, don't you? I really fucking hate, I'm fed up with fucking illnesses that just make you sick without fucking killing you. What is the fucking point, you know? I mean, cancer is a fucking brilliant illness, right? I will never complain about it again because it's got a punchline and it's got a fucking point, right? You get cancer and you're gonna fucking die. Brilliant fucking disease, right? If you want to keep it going with a bit of chemotherapy, you can, you know, fashion style choice of your own, right? You keep it going for an extra few months, that's up to you, right? If you want to look like Marlon Brando at Apocalypse Now, you know, fucking go for it, right? But if you leave cancer alone, it will fucking kill you. And the great thing about cancer is you don't even fucking know you've got it until the last stages of it, right? You go, I think I've got a bit of a... Boom! And you're fucking dead, right? Brilliant fucking disease. Heart attacks, they're also fucking brilliant. Heart attacks are fucking great because they fucking kill you, right? There's no fucking around, you're sitting there talking, I've got this fucking, boom! You're fucking dead, right? Brilliant fucking illness, right? Strokes, on the other hand, are fucking crap, right? Because they don't fucking kill you. Strokes are, in fact, heart attacks that didn't fucking work, right? You get a fucking stroke, you're not dead, but your fucking life is over, right? There's nothing you can do after you've had a fucking stroke, right? You can't even fucking go and see a show like this one, because you can't even fucking applaud if you want to, right? You're a fucking shit anyway, son. You know? The only job you can get after you've had a stroke is working as an MI5 agent, you know? Excuse me, have you seen a guy around here? Called John. I'm looking for a guy called John. Last I saw him, it was over there somewhere. Strokes are fucking crap. Colds and flus, they're fucking crap as well. Colds and flus, because they don't fucking kill you. This makes you look like a fucking spastic for a couple of weeks. You know, you're sitting there going, yeah, I'm alright. No, you're not alright. You look like fucking Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer cunt. You know? Hypothermia, on the other hand, fucking brilliant fucking disease, right? Hypothermia, because it fucking kills you. These old age pensioners, they know a fucking thing or two, don't they, boys and girls? Only time you fucking know that an old age pensioner's got hypothermia is when you see a long line of milk bottles and Argos catalogues going from the front door of the house to the fucking front gate of the fucking lawn. That's the only time you fucking know for fucking sure. Asian bird flu, that's a crack, isn't it? That's not this flu, it's not this bird flu, it's Asian bird flu. You know, what a fucking brilliant fucking name for something that kills you, you know? It's like Greater Manchester, right? Chester's bad enough. Manchester, you know, the prefix man just calls attention to the word Chester, right? Then Greater Manchester's a fucking oxymoron, right? It's like Asian bird flu. Oh, no, please, fucking... You're fucking dead. Ah, brilliant, you know? So what, a good old pandemic, we haven't had that for a little fucking while, eh? Ah, fucking bring it the fuck on. I might use it as a fucking career choice. Yeah. Another disease I quite like is mental diseases, right? They do kill you, but it's tricky because you can't be the one that's got it. It's got to be some other cunt that gets it, right? You've got to be standing at a bus stop beside some cunt who's got a mental disease in order for it to kill you, right? You know, you get a lot, you read a lot about this in the Evening Standard, you know, go like, women mysteriously stabbed to death 75 times in the park. No money stolen. I'm just wondering, I'm just throwing this out, but could it be that there's no more beds in fucking hospitals anymore, right? And they let these fucking mental spazzes out, right? Because and the thing is, you don't know if they're coming towards you, right? In Scotland, we get drunks, you get the mental cases, we get the drunks, right? The drunks are a bit better because you can see them coming, you can hear them from a half a mile. Oh, fuck, let's get the fuck out of here, right? Mental cases, you have no idea. Some cunt could walk up to you and say, excuse me, you've got the right time then. You go, 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock, so I'm going to stab you 7 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Right, and then they get taken off to a fucking hospital where they're given a little bottle of pills and they're fucking let out again. Right. I mean, I know we shouldn't be talking about mental cases because I know it's very sad, but they are funny, aren't they, boys and girls? You know, I like the ones that are really so fucking mad that you can't even work out what might have happened in their childhood to have got to that fucking point, you know. Ones that are surrounded by loaves of bread and they're feeding kind of crumbs of bread to a brick, you know, and sort of muttering things, no, 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 no. You know, I like those ones. I think they're really funny, you know. Or the ones that look like they're together, right, and they know what they're doing and they've got these purposeful movements until you realise that they're walking into a wall. You know, poof! You know, and they kind of fall down. They're quite funny, you know. Because they're the more dangerous ones because you can't see that coming, right? They come out, they're looking all purposeful, and you don't realise they're completely mental spastics until they get in front of the camera and start reading off the fucking auto cue. You know, things like, I think it's perverse and twisted logic to assume that these bombings are in any way related to Iraq. Yeah. I think it's also equally perverse and twisted logic to assume that the reason why France isn't bombed is because they didn't fucking take part in Iraq. That's the end of my fucking politics. Okay, what a fucking disease. I think the worst disease must be diabetes, actually, you know. Because it doesn't kill you, but it's completely fucked. You've got to inject yourself every fucking day, you know. And with diabetes, you have this special diet, and you're not allowed to eat anything. Right? You're not allowed to eat anything if you've got diabetes, right? You've got to inject your fucking self. If you forget the injection, you turn into a kind of epileptic for a few hours, right? And some cunt might think you're dead and fucking bury you. You could end up being buried alive with diabetes, right? It's a fucking evil fucking illness, right? And what's worse is, you go to the hospital, right? And there's some ginger-headed fucking student dietitian fucking whore, right? Who life hasn't yet affected properly, hasn't given her a good kick in the fucking mouth yet. She goes, but diabetes isn't all bad, you know. You can vary your diet, right? Right? You can eat a lot of things with diabetes. You can eat Brussels sprouts and water. And you can vary the diet. On Monday, have the water. On Tuesday, have the Brussels sprouts. But at the weekend, do you see? At the weekend, you can combine Brussels sprouts and the water. Why don't you fuck off before I rape you? Stupid fucking whore. Whore was completely unnecessary in that fucking punchline. But, you know, I decided the gig was going a little bit too well at that point. The way I get around swearing about women now is I find myself calling women whores quite a lot, right? But I don't want to get into fucking technical trouble because, you know, they can sue you now. You know, Britain's a really fucking litigious fucking country now. It's become more and more like America, right? You know, you fucking tap somebody, right? And they're off to fucking claims direct, you know? Like, did you fart today? Well, why not ring claims direct? Because it's not your fault, it's this guy, it's your boss's fault. That's right, your fucking boss.
boss's fault, and we can sue the fucking tits off them. And they get fucking sued for using the word tits, which they don't fucking do. I'm just doing that as part of the fucking act, right? So the whole fucking thing's fucked up, you know. Are you a prostitute? Well, why not ring Claims Direct and sue for sexual harassment? The whole thing is kind of fucked up. This country's so fucked. Do you know that there's actually a fucking a telephone helpline in newspapers if you're struggling to complete the fucking crossword? What the fuck? You know? So basically, diabetes are fucking it's a cross between diabetes. It's a tie between that and motor neurons disease, right? That's pretty fucking evil. But I think diabetes just takes it for me, because with motor neurons disease, at least you get an electric wheelchair, right? At least you get, you know, a fucking style thing going, it's like a mobile in some shape or form, right? But with diabetes, you know, you've injected, can't fucking eat, put on tons of weight, body retains every fucking thing, you know? And it's just fucking evil. Any questions on this? So basically, I'm fucking sick as a fucking dog, sat on Channel 5, no cunt fucking likes me, and I swear a lot as well, which you probably already fucking noticed. And my catchphrase is no refunds, right? Because, first of all, I can't help swearing because I'm not that educated, right? So I don't have a huge command of the English language. Secondly, I really enjoy it. And thirdly, I live on the planet Earth, in which case there's a fucking need for fucking swearing, right? Can't stand cunts that say, there's no need for swearing. Because with that logic, there is in fact no need for anything. Think about it. There's no need to fuck and have me born to this fucking world, you know? There's no need for any fucking thing, you know? And at least give me credit. At least you get Premier Division fucking swearing in this fucking show, you know? Other than your fucking second-hand Billy Connolly swearing, you know? And that Willy Bum Jobby Lavy. Willy Bum Wee Wee. That's not proper fucking swearing, by the way. Right? Get fucking proper fucking swearing in this fucking show. Fuck, cunt, shit, cunt, nigger, packy, poo, billy, hun, cunt, fuck, whoa, bitch, cunt, back, fuck, shite, cunt, fuck. Right, proper fucking swearing. Blair, fuck, cunt. I've actually got Tourette syndrome, so I can't actually help what I do. As a matter of fact, I've got second generation Glaswegian Pakistani Tourette syndrome. It's a very rare form of the virus, right? It's like, fuck off, please. Thank you. Come again. Thank you. Fuck you, dirty cunt. Fuck, thanks. Bollocks, you cunt. Cigarettes, £25. Pence. Pence, dirty fucking pound. Cunt, fuck, shit, dirty bastard. I fuck your mother, sir. Thank you. Come again. Yes, please. Thank you, please. Cunt, fuck, shit, cunt, dirty fucking bastard. Thank you. Come again. Thank you, sir. No, dear cunt, fuck, shit, bollocks. Fucking dirty fucking vegan cunt. Fucking white trash, shit, cunt, fuck, backy, nigger. Oh, dear, sir. Kashmiri cunt. I'll only be a few more seconds with this, right? Shit, cunt, dick. I've got a lot of anger. I've got to get it out somewhere. Right? You can't do this in Sainsbury's or the doctor's waiting room. It's the only place I can do it. Fucking dirty cunt face, fuck. Thank you. Dirty cunt, boring shit, cunt, fuck, cunt, bastard. So, we've got fucking Tourette's fucking syndrome coming. You've seen that fucking documentary with a little kid in Scotland's got Tourette's syndrome, right? It's called John's Not Mad. Of course he fucking is, you know? I'd like some food now, mother, you fucking cunt-faced whore. But the way, I don't understand what the fucking matters with people, right? They have to put Tupperware boxes on the fucking cunt's plate, right? To stop him from swearing and spitting over the food, right? And the mother comes out on the TV and goes, There's just no cure for John. There's nothing we can do. Of course there is. Give him a good fucking kicking. Right? Fucking stop doing that. And repeat ad lib as necessary to fucking stop the cunt from fucking swearing. What is the matter with fucking people? Fucking stop that. It fucking worked for me at the Montreal Comedy Festival. That's just finished, by the way. The Montreal Comedy Festival is called Just for Laughs. Which is exactly what you get in 2 fucking weeks, just 4 laughs. What's the point of having a comedy festival when you can't take a fucking joke? You know, I came out and I said, good evening, moose fuckers, as you fucking do. Turns out there's one fucking moose in the audience, right? Nursing a hangover, who hated the idea of being misconstrued as a French Canadian. Canadians, they're sorry cunts, aren't they, boys and girls? Imagine being a Canadian for 1 second. No wonder they club baby seals as a living, right? It's not because they need the leather, it's not because of that, it's because they've got anger in them, right? Fucking angry at being Canadian. Imagine living on the border of America. and you, with your aspirations to be American, but you're not even qualifiable to be a Yank. That must be fucking terrible, right? And to have shit beer and cold weather all fucking year round, I'd be fucking clubbing baby fucking seals too. That was fucking me. Cunt. Anyway, I do a lot of swearing on this fucking show. There's no fucking apologies for it, you know. As I say, I can't stand these cunts that go, then you need to think of swearing, you know. When you live on this fucking planet, there is a fucking need for swearing. That's what I fucking think, you know. I think there's a lot of need for... As a matter of fact, I think it's more hypocritical to people should say, you know, there's no need for other words in the English language. You know, these other words like multiculturalism, for example. It's a crap fucking word. You look at Star Wars, it doesn't fucking work, does it? A fucking human being, a fucking Hoover automatic, and a fucking hairy ape in one fucking spaceship doesn't fucking work there either. Right? So I don't like that fucking word. I don't like words like mortgage. I think they should be fucking banned. Marriage should be fucking banned. Right? Words like lyrical. That's a fucking annoying fucking word, right? See, when you do lots of theatre like I do, darlings, right? You come across this fucking word, lyrical. What a fucking useless, redundant word, right? Reviewers use it. They go, I saw the play and it was deeply lyrical. Oh, was there a song in it? No. Well, then fuck off! What the fuck are they talking about? You know? There's another word, fracker. I hate that fucking word as well. I don't like French derivatives being sneaked into our fucking language, you know? Let them fuck off and stay in fucking France, you know? It's like X and Y being used in maths. Let it stay, let X and Y, you know, let X equal 2, let Y equal 5. Let X and Y stay at the end of the fucking alphabet. And dredge them out when you're using the word xylophone for no other fucking reason. You know? Fucking fracker. What kind of fucking crappy, fucking useless word is that? What a terrible fracker. Can't imagine a word like that being used in Easter House in Glasgow. Today there was a terrible fracker at Easter House when a gentleman walked into a McDonald's, pulled his own fucking head off before bringing out an automatic rifle and shooting the heads off of 25 Japanese tourists. What's a fracker? Said one spokesman. What fucking crap fucking word is that? And it's got an S at the end of it. It should be pronounced frack-ass, right? Frack-ass. It has an S at the end of the fucking word, right? It should be an American word. It should be, hey, frack ass, sit the fuck down. I can't see the fucking cinema. Can't see the fuck. Who you calling a frack ass, cunt? It's a fucking driving movie. I'll fucking shoot your fucking head and call me a fucking frack ass. Fucking stupid fucking word. Serendipity is not a fucking word. Why did we start using that word? It was serendipity. It sounds like a fucking weird animal, right? That fucking even David Attenborough won't fucking go near. We've got lions and tigers and fucking serendipities over there. Fucking crap, you know? So I think that's a fucking terrible fucking word. Another one I don't like is conflict. It's not a fucking pet peeve of mine. When they use words like conflict and incident, it's another one, right? With the fucking bombings a couple of weeks ago, right? You go, yes, this incident was really terrible. It's not a fucking incident, right? You all right there, right? See, I'm such a magician that I can make people empty their bladders. Just the power of my own mind. Right? Actually, what we shall do is kind of fuck off behind that screen. When he comes back, I'll be standing like this. I come back in. Just made the audience vanish. Fucking incident is a crap fucking word, right? Now, you correct me if I'm wrong, right? You're English, you know these things words more about words than I do, right? An incident, if I'm in Tesco, right, and I drop a tin of beans and it rolls along the alleyway and somebody goes, oh, I was looking for beans as well. That's an incident, right? But if your body's rotting for a fucking week in the underground, being eaten up by fucking rats, and your head's in two or three fucking places over the wall, that's not an incident, right? That's a fucking outrage. So why don't they just use the fucking right fucking terminology, you know? These fucking bastards. By the way, I think it's very important that we don't tar all Muslims with the same brush, unless it's a very, very big brush. But I'm in favour of getting about 1,000 brushes, because there are 1 billion Muslims, right? So we need to bring in about 1,001 brushes, tar the whole fucking lot of them, cover them in feathers, and for pragmatic reasons only, get them the fuck out of this country. Just to be on the fucking safe side. It's not because, you know, I'm actually doing a little tour, not a comedy tour. I'm actually doing a world tour. I'm trying to meet every Muslim in the world personally so that when I come out on stage, I can actually say, I fucking hate all Muslims without generalising about it. Why do I say, I actually met all of them and they're all cunts. But it's going to be a long fucking tour. And I'm a Jew and I don't really think I'm going to make it past Leesden, tell you that. You know, I'm not too worried about all these fucking bombings, you know, because we've got British intelligence to see us through, eh? Eh, boys and girls? I mean, right after the bombings a couple of weeks ago, Jack Straw said, this has all the hallmarks of Al-Qaeda. It's what fucking smart thinking that guy is, isn't it? You know, because I thought it was the French, you know? I thought, you know, he won the Olympics and the French won, yeah, you know. And then I thought, hey, maybe he's got a fucking point. You know? And then some police fucking chief commissioner comes out. I can't believe this. He said, we are not ruling out terrorism in this incident. Thank you, police constable fuckwit. You know, three bombs and trains simultaneously, one on a bus. You know, maybe, just maybe, somebody's got a fucking grievance somewhere, right? Then we got some cunt who's head of fucking the Muslim British Council of fucking cuntwits, right? And he comes on and goes, you know, after studying, and you see, the people who perpetrated this, right? You know, I don't like that word either, perpetrate. Perpetrate. Three fucking syllables, no need for it. Done is the right word, right? What you should have fucking said. The people who burned it, you see, it could have been homegrown terrorists, right? It could have been somebody born and bred, living, already living in this country, or it could have been somebody abroad, or it could have been a combination of somebody in the country and abroad. Thank you very much. That's a great clue to go on. We've narrowed down the search. In other words, it could be any cunt. Who the fuck is the matter with cunts? Fucking Tony Blair, you know, how come he hasn't resigned in disgrace, right? Yeah. I mean, only 15, 20 years ago, if you were caught with your fucking pants down in a fucking toilet having a piss, right, that would be grounds for resignation forthwith, right? This cunt, they should rename him Houdini, right? He actually has the arrogance to come out and say, these bombs have got nothing to do with Iraq, right? No. What it is the Muslims are really, really bored of London, right? Yeah. I mean, once you've taken away all the shops, all the businesses, all the fucking opportunities, and the congestion charge, there's fuck all left, isn't there, boys and girls? It's a fucking outrage. So I don't like the word conflict, right? And they also use conflict and incident for the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, right? That is another thing which I think is really fucking annoying and very insulting to the fucking intelligence, right? A conflict, in its proper context, is when a Jew boy finds a special offer on pork in Tesco's. That is a conflict. Or if I'm in Blockbuster Video Shop, I can't make up my mind whether I take out Harry Potter and the Chamber of Cunts, or whether I drill a small hole in the crotch of the statue of Lara Croft and fuck it right there in front of children who are taking out Harry Potter and the Chamber of Cunts. Right, that's a conflict, right? But if you're standing at a bus stop in fucking Palestine, right, and you see this, you see that at a bus stop. That is not a conflict, right? And it's not a fucking incident either. It's a full-scale fucking war. I think you'll fucking find it. I wish they'd stop fucking insulting us, for fuck's sake, you know? What annoys me as well, I mean, it's not even a fucking conflict, right? You know, like, the Palestinians want to kill themselves and blow themselves up, and the Israelis want to fucking kill them and shoot them, right? That's not a fucking conflict, that's a fucking solution. Must be terrible being a fucking Palestinian, you know? You got no homeland of your own, you've got no support from your own Arab countries, you got no support from America and Britain, and you're the wrong colour. Must be fucking tough going, eh? I feel sorry for Muslims in one respect, and that is their fucking religion, you know? It's a very, very oppressive religion, you know? Their god is called Allah, right? Even the fucking name strikes the fucking fear of Christ in you, doesn't it? Sorry, that's a conflict. Allah! It's a very hard, scary fucking name for any fucking god, right? I mean, if you're a Christian, you've got Jesus, right? Nice fucking name, right? You have to smile as you say it. Jesus, right? Say it without smiling. Let Jesus into your life. Have you thought about Jesus? Or if you're a Jew, you've got Moses, right? You've got that rounded ho, as in, that rounded paedophile O. Ho, 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 ho. Come and sit on my knee and tell me what you want for Christmas, little boy. Tell Moses what you want for Hanukkah, you little cunt, for a fucking ass. But Anna, you've got a hard ah at the beginning, ah at the end, and not very much in between. Anna! Anna! Right? If that God's name was only Marvin, right? There'd be fewer fucking problems in the world, right? Marvin or Derek or something like that. Right? Do not do that, my friend. Derek, we see you. I know Derek personally, right? My uncle knows Derek. He's a good bloke and he's most forgiving and most merciful. Their religion is fucked up. You know, they've got a fucking law introduced by fucking David Blunkett and now carried on by fucking, what's his fucking name, Charles fucking Clark, right? They swapped a blind fucking Home Secretary for another one that's got two fucking ears on each side. You know, what the fuck is going on, you know? They make it this law, you cannot make jokes about religion or race, right? They're allowed to blow each other up, that's no problem. We're allowed to die, you know, in several fucking pieces, strewn across a fucking platform, right? Must be fucking terrible, you know, because I know what it's like, because, you know, I've been on the Northern Line, right, and I have, in fact, myself, waited to death once. It's a terrible fucking thing, you know, but you're not allowed to make fucking jokes about it, right, so shoot the fucking messenger, but I'll be proud to go to fucking jail for my fucking jokes, right? Of course you've got to make jokes or religious jokes. I'm a fucking Equal Opportunities Commissioner, you know, offender, right? Never knowingly unoffensive, right? All religions are funny and pure bullshit, right? It just so happens that the Islamic one is the funniest. It's the funniest because it's been written by a psychopath, right? Every second verse contradicts each other, right? First verse says, Allah, most forgiving, oft merciful. Second verse, but if you betray Allah, I will send you into the river of fire forever. Next verse, but Allah, oft forgiving, most merciful. Next verse, but if you fuck with Allah, even once. I'm paraphrasing, it's not actually swear, right? Go fuck with Allah. And halfway through the Quran, he actually becomes a Mexican for some obscure reason. Oft forgiving, most, but don't fuck with Allah. Do not fuck. If you fuck with me, I take a big fucking stick, huh? I send you to the river of fire, but then I take a big stick, I stick it up your grandmother's a-hole, huh? And I flick croissants at her. So do not fuck with Allah, my friend. You fuck with me, I make you go to Diction for a refund. Allah, tear up the fucking receipt, huh? You fuck with Allah even once, I make you stand in the 6-item or less queue at Sainsbury's. But Allah, always put a 7th item in your basket. And Allah, make sure you get served by a Croat who can understand no English. And you will wait in the queue forever. Allah will make you buy a pint of milk with a credit card. And you will be kicked to death forever by 500 Englishmen standing by. Don't fuck. It's a very fucking heavy, oppressive fucking religion, right? That's why they have to pray 5 times a fucking day. It's all fucking bullshit, you know? I think there should be religious fashion shows every year, right? Because we don't have Miss World anymore, do we? So why not bring in a religious catwalk fashion show, right? Because the things that religious cunts wear are fucking funny as fuck, you know? I mean, yeah, the fucking Christians, you know, they got the mitre, the fucking thing, and the spinning thing, you know what you fucking call it, with the smoke coming out of it? The big fucking in the little robes, so like, and you got, like, you know, Islamic women with burqas on, you know? It's a good job they're black and not red, otherwise you'd be posting your fucking letters to the fucking places. I'm sorry for Middle East school children, you know, they come out of school, how do they know which one their mother is waiting for them at the gate? It's really fucking potluck, isn't it? I suppose it doesn't really matter because they all have the same dad. You know, religion is such bullshit, right? Actually, it so fucks with your head, right? The other day, you know, for years I've been going, you know, it's terrible. Women have got to wear these fucking burqa, right? I mean, and they're really sexually oppressed men in the Middle East, right? Because they don't see any fucking female flesh, right? So, like, dirty magazines in the Middle East is like reader's eyes, right? But, you know, but religion actually, it so fucks up your head. Just recently I've been seeing some women in these burqas, but instead of having the flap to their eyes, they've got their face exposed now. Right, I've seen a couple of these, but they've got the burqa, right? But the whole face is exposed, right? And I've watched them, and as I'm walking past them, I'm thinking, you slut. Yeah. How dare you fucking brazen fucking hussy. Right, I'm thinking, fucking religion is fucked with my head to make me think like that. You know, so I think it should be catwalk fucking fashion shows. You can get the fucking Darth Vader lookalikes in the Islam religion, right? You get the fucking Christians with the fucking thing, spinning fucking thing with the smoke, right? I think the first prize would go to the Jews, right? I think they've got the funniest fucking religious costumery, right? Because they look like little gangsters, right? With a big tall hat. But then they also have these kissy, curly, cute hair thing going down like that. But they shave the head. They put an OXO cube on their fucking forehead. Put a towel around their fucking neck. They wrap a fucking string thing around their arm for no fucking reason. And they go off to Israel and they pray to a wall. And that's comedy, right? Imagine praying to a fucking wall, right? Do you know what the wall represents, right? The wall is part of some temple that got destroyed by some fucking Roman, fucking, I don't know, some fucking tribe a billion fucking years ago, right? But before they moved out, they left one of the walls standing, right? So they prayed to this fucking wall, right? Now, if the Romans had gone any fucking further and destroyed the wall, and they were left with like one brick, right? The Jews would be in Israel in a circle praying to a brick, right? And you fucking think about that, right? You tell me there's any fucking sanity in fucking religion, right? And then they do something, they put a little prayer thing on a bit of paper and they screw the paper and they put it in the wall for God to answer them, right? But sadly, God doesn't answer the prayers. A little cleaner comes around every night, right? On one of these moving trolley, and he basically takes a little bits of paper out and he throws them in the fucking bin, boys and girls. That's what actually fucking happened, so it's all bullshit. Any questions on that? Good. Other words that come to think of that I don't like is, by the way, it's a little drink I bought you from Ollie's in Aberdeen. Yeah. Probably worth a fucking shot. Nah, see where else we go. Say no fucking expense even fucking started. By the way, if you do get into a terrorist attack, right, I can recommend these fucking flick knives, right? Because you can fucking throw it at the cunt, right? And keep your distance, right? Or if you see a guy on a train with a suspected parcel, you can pick it up with one of these fucking things. I'll be selling them after the show. Only 35 billion pound. You do that and you fucking chuck the fucking thing away. Or you can use psychological warfare. You can go up to suspect the terrorist and you get one of these little rubber faces and you go, Enoch Powell! And should scare them just enough. Drop the fucking bomb. You hear about these fucking Al Qaeda fucking training camps? How far do you have to fucking train to fucking blow yourself up? How much training goes into this? I can't do it, you know, I'm struggling here, sir. They fucking did actually yesterday, did they? Fucking double. Oh dear. It's like a cartoon, you know. I just going to let me tell you when you're a kid, don't go back to the firecracker once it's I have a bit of sense of humour about it, you know, because apparently when you blow yourself up, your head is the first thing to come off your torso, right? Head goes boom, right? You've got to put some blue tack on your fucking head. You know, and maybe a kind of, you know, some, like, you know, the Groucho Marx, glasses, eyes, and moustache. But before you pull the fucking thing, you might as well do that, you know. Put the Groucho Marx thing on it, you've got the blue tack. Boom! Your head is dangling right there on the ceiling, ready to perplex the fucking police. He's still alive, pretty much as I thought. Let's try and apprehend him and the other three March brothers. Go that direction and do it in a kind of cartoon manner. It's fucking awful. So anyway, back to these fucking words I don't like. Controversial is the last one I'll fucking bore you with. I don't like that word controversial because that often applies to me, right? I don't like it when reviewers say that Jay Jarrett is controversial comedian, right? I'm not controversial. I work very hard to be a complete Nazi, right? I'm so fucking right-wing, I won't join the BNP because I think they're poofs. I discovered they were involved in secret talks with Jean-Marie Le Pen in France. I thought, imagine talking to a frog. So they can fuck off. Although, I'm thinking maybe I actually seriously will join the BNP because, you know, compared to most of their members, I would be quite articulate, wouldn't I? In this situation, I'm not. I'm a fucking spastic. But if I was at BNP, I mean, because at the moment, they only have these little members, and if you put them in front of a camera, all they can say is, niggas.
Niggas.
Right. But if you put me in front of the camera, you know, I can give it a bit more sophisticated, more believable you know, credible ear, you know, so I can actually come out and go, yes, I think what my esteemed colleague is trying to say is that economically, spiritually, politically, and, you know, even humanly, I think, nigger! 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 Yeah? 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 In it! So, I don't like being called controversial. I don't like hearing Tony Martin being called controversial either, right? Because I think he's a wee bit of a hero, right? With a special place in my heart, Tony Martin. You know, I think they should make him Chief Immigration Officer of the United Kingdom. I think we'll get all the fucking problems sorted out pretty fucking fast, right? I mean, you know, don't want to kind of like defend him sort of like, you know, politically or anything like that, but if you start fucking around with farmers in Norfolk, good luck. You know, you know, he's been on, he was on television, he was interviewed, and he said, at my age, you learn to become pragmatic, right? Now, Tony Martin's idea of pragmatism is, there were two burglars in my house, so I shot them both. Pragmatic. You can't fuck around with farmers. If you're gonna commit any burglary jobs, right, do it any way you like, you know, but I would leave farmers alone, right? Because they are dangerous bastards, right? You know, they're fucking mad mental, the whole fucking lot of them, you know? How long have you been working on your farm? Oh! 7 years! What do you feed your sheep with? Cows! What do you feed your cows with? Sheep! Where's all your flock? I don't know! They're the cunts that make us put our clocks back and forward twice a fucking year. What's the matter with these cunts? Get a fucking torch! And nothing bought on a farm is any good, by the way, right? Eggs is bad for you, meat's bad for you, cheese is bad for you, everything they produce is bad for you. Fucking take their fucking straw out of their mouth and stick it sideways up their fucking arseholes. Fucking farmer fucks! Sorry, that was a punchline there. At least it's heartfelt, my boys. Yeah, you can't fuck around with farmers, especially ones in Norfolk, you know. Even space aliens that are sighted by British people, even they won't fucking land in Norfolk, you know. The spacecraft kind of dips down towards Norfolk and goes, fuck that, let's go up to Cornwall. Because don't go there. I was there last year and tried to anal probe Tony Martin's wife, but she came out with big fucking strap on and fucking anal probe me. Driver going, who the fuck met these Pakistani? I bought this fucking shit. Excuse me, I was born and bred in Venus. I am entitled. I hate cunts that say, I'm both Muslim and British. Hey, go fuck yourself. You know what I mean? It's like saying, I'm a multiple murderer and a fucking serial rapist. It makes no fucking sense. You know? That joke didn't quite work, but I improvised it, you know? It's like saying, I'm a multiple murderer and what do you call it? A serial killer. Fucking what I was fucking looking for. People want their cake and eat it, don't they? People ask me what I am. I am Muslim and British, and I am here when there is money to be made, and I'm over here when there is not. You know, and you know, the whole country is so fucking gay, right? Everyone wants everything, you know? There's no such thing as minority groups anymore, right? Every group is fucking massive. Everybody wants everything, you know? So it's like, you know, everybody, you know, cunts want to fucking, I want to be able to get on the train and have a fucking seat, and I want to be able to get over there in 2 seconds, and I don't want to pay any money for it, and I don't want a congestion charge, and I want the car to work its fucking self, right? And I want a fucking mobile phone that'll dial it all by itself, speed dialing, one that I can stick up my arse so I can dance on the dance floor and run the friend at the same fucking time. And I want my own ringing tone, nobody else's, my own personal ringing tone, right? And I want to be able to buy diet ice cream and diet crisps that taste exactly like real crisps and real ice cream, but while I'm eating it, I'm losing weight at the same fucking time. And I want an iPod that size that connects to my computer whenever I even fucking think about it. And I want liposuction that costs fuck all, and that's going to make me into an instant fucking celebrity like that. And I want to be on Big Brother because I don't want to, God forbid, get a proper fucking job. Like working in a public toilet and fixing the fucking locks out of there. Yeah, I want to be a superstar pop idol without having to play an instrument or fucking sing or do anything. I want to be an instant fucking multi-billionaire, and, you know, and I want to be gay, but I also want to be a priest because I can't find anything in the Bible that says there's any reason why I can't be a priest. I'm gay. I'm a fucking fucking winning it, yeah. It's fucking mad, you know. Where was I? I completely forgot where I was. What controversial thing we were talking about in the fucking, yeah, Tony fucking Martin. They should make him chief immigration officer of the United fucking Kingdom. And we get a lot of things fucking sorted out. Because at the moment, it's far too easy for people to get in here, right? Britain is a very small fucking island, right? And it's, you know, you can't just house every cunt, can you? Right, it's typical, you can't fucking do it, right? So they get Tony Martin in charge, because at the moment, right, at the moment, somebody comes from whatever, fucking Italy or fucking France, and they come into Britain, right, and they go, I would like to be, by the way, I can't do accents, they all come out as Pakistani. So I'm not being particularly against Pakistani or Indians or anything like that, just, I cannot do accents, right? Trying to do a Welsh accent, that doesn't fucking work, you know? Come in, boy, come in, oh, oh dear, I'll give you a Welsh rib, but I can't fucking work, right? So you get these fucking families at the moment going, we are from Croatia, and we would like, we'd like to come in, you know. And then currently, the immigration officer says, well, I'll ask, but I don't think it might be possible, you know. It's very difficult to get into our country, you know. I will ask Mr. Johnson. Mr. Johnson, hot on? So in fact, at the moment, it's very easy to get in the fucking country. If you bring Tony Martin in, right, I think he'd solve a lot of problems. You go, right, well, who wants to get in now? Two families of Croats, yeah? Well, let's be pragmatic and use the blunderbuss, because with one spray, I think we can fucking shoot the whole fucking lot of them. So, any questions on that material? Good! It's basically, I swear a lot, no one cunt likes me, I've been fucking sacked, I've got no manager, I've got no agent, I've got no fucking shows, no future bookings, and even these fucking tricks don't fucking work with us. Right? This trick could be likened out to a fucking 3 days. Right? Even this fucking thing is fucking works. So, that's fucked. Okay, what else we got? Oh, I've got the old arrow trick, ladies and gentlemen. Two arrows pointing in opposite directions. I simply pass my hand over them and they both fuck off. Here's one that I learnt from John Leslie when he was still presenting his Blue Peter. You shut up. Don't take away their illusion, right? This is fucking Harry Potter for adults, by the way. It's not that difficult, right? Look at that, we just go, can you believe these cunts that buy Harry Potter books and they actually queue up 5 days in advance in their fucking sleeping bags and they buy not one but three copies. One to read, one to keep clean so they can go in antiques roadshow in 10 years' time and get some money for it, and one to eat and dinner. Fucking retards. Kids should not be allowed to read Harry Potter, right? Because I think it gives them a false sense of the idea what life is going to be like when they grow up, right? Because kids read Harry Potter and think, oh, the world is full of magic and glitter and stars and, you know, broomsticks and they go flying and invisible schools. It's not like that, right? I think if you have kids, instead of giving them Harry Potter books, you should anally fuck them. Right? And beat them as well, right? Because it'll stand them in good stead, right? After that, you know, the world won't be so much of a fucking letdown, you know? Because schools aren't like fucking Hogwarts, right? When you're in school as a kid, you're sitting there for most of the fucking day, every fucking day, right? Sitting listening to this fucking retarded spastic teaching you a whole bunch of shit that is no use to you when you're 7 or 8 years fucking old, right? Mathematics, who the fuck uses that, right? Stephen Hawking doesn't even fucking use maths, right? Venn diagrams, who the fuck uses that, right? The only reason why we have maths is because the Greeks in their day had no television. They were bored as fuck and they sat cross-legged on the ground with sticks making fucking circles and daft fucking shapes and working out any possible interesting shit on the angles there, right? And being the retards that we are, we've kept this fucking information all the way along the fucking line, right? And we pass it to our fucking kids, right? Even Hawking doesn't fucking use that fucking bullshit, right? Or English and Shakespeare. Who reads fucking Shakespeare when you're fucking 7 or 8? And in fact, who needs to read Shakespeare at all? Who needs to know that you shouldn't smother your wife to death with a fucking pillow? Right? If you think she might be sleeping around with somebody, right? I mean, for fuck's sake, right? Or three ugly old cunts with fucking beards come up to you and say, you're going to be the king one day, right? In the middle of the fucking night, right? Take a fucking rain check on that one, right? take it so fucking seriously, right? So basically, because this is what it's like for kids, right? They have to read all these crappy fucking subjects, and they get over, they go to university, and they meet somebody at university, right? And they fall in love with somebody, and it's unrequited, and they get older, and they do some crappy fucking job, they have a family, and the kids kind of fucking kick them and swear at them and call them a whole bunch of cunts, and you get old, and you fucking die of rectal cancer, right? That would be my version of Harry Potter, by the way. Okay. My tricks, by the way, are not... They're a bit like Blames. They're not brilliant. On the other hand, they don't take 40 fucking days to get through them. Okay, what else we got, ladies and gentlemen? The enchanted fucking handkerchief. We'll soon find your fucking level, don't you, buddy? Not a bad trick to do in fucking Hammersmith. Not very clever to do in Tiananmen Square, I found it. It's kind of tricky doing China once. I've worked out, by the way, how David Copperfield does the vanishing jumbo jet trick. He records the show in Liverpool. Dude, that's what he fucking does. Did you hear about that thing about Siegfried and Roy, by the way? Yeah. Two Las Vegas magicians. And one of them got his neck ripped out by a fucking tiger. And fuck, I thought, you know, I did feel a wee bit, I don't like Siegfried and Roy, but I did feel sorry for the tiger. Still waiting for the result of his AIDS test, no doubt. Fucking poor fucking tiger, you know, 1 minute, he's got a job in Las Vegas, right? Something I'm never going to fucking see. He's got a job in Las Vegas, you know. All the fucking steaks he can eat, all the fucking bitch cats he can fuck, right? He makes one mistake and now he's in Arkansas somewhere putting fucking sugar on the Frosties on a conveyor belt. What the fuck was I thinking? Why did I fucking do that? And golly tiger sitting beside him going, well, you've got to be philosophical about these things. So. You know, win some, lose some. I think he probably just forgot his lines for a second. He probably had a... It's a bit of a fit, you know, he froze up in front of the new audience, didn't know what his next lines were. He's like, I know, I'll do what I do best. The fucking guy throw it out, you know. They've got a new show in Las Vegas now, it's simply called Roy. One gay Nazi on his own. Walking up and down. I think they're using the device to be on the fucking safe side, right? Probably get one fucked up mistake for a gerbil, you know. Okay, what else we fucking got, ladies and gentlemen? Where do they find this kind of fucking talent on a fucking Friday night? This side of the river, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously, you're made of stronger fucking stuff. Here we go. What the? Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. No! Oh, fuck you. Gentlemen down here, just give me any number you like from 1 to 5. 4. Thank you very much. Okay, sir, say stop whenever you like. Say stop. There. Well, that wasn't too clever, was it, boys and girls? Okay, the Harry Potter enchanted handkerchief trick coming your fucking way. Okay, I was lying about the Harry Potter reference. A lot of these on play schools are safe from John fucking Leslie. What a guy, eh? A good Scottish rapist. See... I must have got an advert for John Leslie on TV. If you want someone really raped, come to Scotland, right? Because we eat a lot of porridge, right, and raw meat, and by God, we know how to fucking rape somebody. You know? I prevented a rape last week, actually. I'm quite proud of myself. I prevented a rape from taking place in Hyde Park. I stayed at home. I secretly admire rapists. Well, not so secretly, because I'm telling you in the public. But I secretly have a sneaky admiration for them, right? Because, you know, I don't often get a hard-on, you know? But to be able to pull a hard-on off like that, right, in the middle of the night, somewhere cold, in a fucking park, and you have to fucking keep the victim down with one hand, right? And you've got a knife in the other hand, and you've got to keep the fucking erection going. That's not easy. So... And you don't know who you're fucking stalking, right? There should be rape alarms for men. But you think, right, women have rape alarms, why not rape alarms for men, right? Because in the dark, you could be fucking stalking Vanessa Phelps, you would never fucking know. You see this object moving, and you don't know what it is, could be fucking Vanessa fucking Phelps there, right? You're guaranteed you're going to blow your fucking erection, aren't you? Not all rape victims are Jill Dando lookalikes, you know? That's a fucking terrible tragedy. I'll never forget that. If I'd known that Jill Dando was going to be fucking shot on the Saturday, I would have raped her on the Friday. As it happened, I had to make do on the Sunday. Yeah. So, hey, they're not going to get any worse, ladies and gentlemen. But they're not going to get any better either. Okay? I didn't stay out of the big money for 20 fucking years. Not to make the jokes I want to fucking say. Right? So, if you want me to be nice and clean, then you're going to see me on 10 o'clock on fucking television going, okay, who's coming out of the Big Brother house is done? Rape is a fucking interesting, it's a good fucking subject, you know? Rape! Okay, let's move on. The Vanishing Crisp, ladies and gentlemen. The Vanishing Crisp. You've got to give John Leslie a bit of fucking credit, by the way. You know, I mean, Ulrika Johnson at one stage was pretty good looking. Right, not now, she's a fucking ugly old fucktail, but at that time, she was pretty good looking, so you've got to give them at least credit for that, right? You look at famous people who they do fucking choose to rape, they're usually ugly cunts, you know? Bill Clinton, president of the USA, he could have fucked anyone he wanted, and he actually chose a glasses-wearing buffalo. And he didn't even fuck her, he just kind of fucking cummed a bit on her dress, you know? Pathetic, you know? Or John Majors, he could have had anyone he wanted, he was a prime minister. And who did he fucking have sex with? Edwina Curry! You know, no way you're gonna get a fucking erection fucking Edwina Curry. I mean, and the image of John Majors fucking Edwina Curry, the only worst thing I can imagine is maybe Mo Mollem fucking Stephen Hawking. That's about the only uglier couple I can imagine. And don't you worry about Stephen Hawking, by the way. He's a cunt too. You know, he can fucking walk the walk, but he can't talk the talk. But he can't talk, but he can talk the talk. No, he can't do either. You know, God hates him too, by the way. That's why he's in a fucking wheelchair, because God sees all, right? I agree with Saddam Hussein on this. God is great, right? And he knows what you're going to do. Sometimes he rewards and punishes cunts before the fucking thing they're going to commit, right? Because he knows you're going to commit a crime, he'll punish you before it, right? Now, God knew that Stephen Hawking at some stage was going to say, the universe is simply explained with this line, A and B, and if we connect A and B, we get the universe. That is how it's created. And God's in there going, run that past me again, you cunt. Sorry, let me go. This is my greatest creation, right? Explain that again with your HB pencil, cunt! And I didn't like it, so he went bang! He's in a fucking wheelchair, that'll fucking teach him. Okay. Imagine the worst job in the world must be fucking Stephen Hawking's agent. How much work is he gonna fucking get? You're gonna fucking roll him into the fucking TV studios. We've got Stephen Hawking here for you. Well, what does he do? Well, what do you want to do? Well, maybe a little voiceover work, perhaps? Fuck your job. Come on, Stephen. Okay, here we go. The Vanishing Crisp, ladies and gentlemen. It's a long introduction, but it's a short fucking trick, okay? Vanishing Crisp. For this one, we need some special magic dust, boys and girls. Special magic dust. And a crisp fucking crisp. Okay. What else we got, ladies and gentlemen? The old rabbit from the hat trick. The old rabbit from the hat trick. Like I say, very fucking old trick. No, I'll do it properly, right? There's the empty hat. I'm going to produce a fucking proper rabbit from this fucking hat, okay? Sorry, this is really annoying me. What is that thing right in between the two rows of chairs? Just there. Is it just a trick of the light? Sorry, I don't know. I thought it was something. Okay. Fucking rabbit on the half. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I always like to occasionally pull off a real trick right in the middle of the show to kind of confuse the punters so they go, oh, it's that guy. Oh, you know. So, so until I can fucking think of one, that'll have to do. Okay, so we got 1, 4, 3, 6, 1, 4. I've been doing this now for about 12 and a half years and I still have no fucking clue how it's done. Point is, who gives a fucking shit? Okay, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, coming your way for your benefit. I've seen this shit before. The jumping yellow handkerchief trick! Cost 50 quid, so we'll just do it again. Right, I know you can see the fucking thread, can't you? Like, you know. See, that's the thing with David Copperfield. You don't see his thread, do you? When he's fucking dangling up on the fucking stage and all that. Fucking David Copperfield. You'll believe a man can suspend on a fucking wire. Lying, cheating cunt. Okay, what else we got, ladies and gentlemen? Coming every fucking way. Three fish. Caught shoplifting in Iran. Very sad. I might keep this, actually. This could be the next Turner Prize exhibition. Exhibit. Okay, I also do, in my spare time, boys and girls, in my spare time, I am, in fact, Uncle Charlie Chuckles. Right? The kiddies' fucking favourites. Here we go. Okay, that was shit. Mr. Fucking Bunny, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for the big round of applause there for Mr. Bunny. I'm sure you'll appreciate that. Da, 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 da. Okay, just in case you think I can't fucking do it, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. The rising, fucking, levitating, fucking female cunt. There's a wee button there, see any button? See, just press the button, you do that, and you lift up there, see? Fuck it. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the Indian rope trick! Okay, here we go, let's just fucking straighten this fucking thing out. Just take the fucking ring out of that, see? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, so I'm the only magician in the world that can actually suck his own knob. But tonight, just for tonight only, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be presented to you this trick by Harry Potter, age 50. Okay. Hello, madam. Ladies and gentlemen, I am fucking been out of hog box fucking 20 fucking years now, and I've learned how to fucking suck my own fucking cock. So, Mrs., if you're like, just to look straight at me, just straight at me, just consciously, I'll now attempt to suck my own dick. There we go. Here we go, that's it. Just focus on me, love. Just focus. That's it. Focus. Focus on me, love. Focus. Okay, was that a bit distasteful, Glenn? Okay. Anything that I haven't talked about you'd like me to cover? Anything at all? I've talked about the fucking tsunami, have we? It's because it's not topical anymore, is it? The old fucking tsunami. But in case there are any Asians in the audience, big wave to all my friends at the back there. Must have been fucking terrible, that one, the fucking tsunami. Although I was fucking fucked off, right? Because I donated some money to that fucking tsunami appeal. What did the cunts do? Have a fucking another one! Like, what the fuck? I want my fucking money back! Must have been fucking terrible, you know, fucking whole fucking tsunami fucking thing, you know. Must have been fucking dreadful. I know what it's like, because I once drank a glass of water really quick. fucking terrible fucking thing. Do you know what I don't like? I don't like fucking scientists that try and rationalise fucking things like that disaster by giving it a word, you know, like tsunami. It's like, one minute you've got this fucking huge fucking freak wave, and you go, what the fuck? And the scientist goes, it's a tsunami. And you go, oh! You know, I mean, it's just a fucking word that means nothing. It's an anagram for I am nuts. You know, and why couldn't that wave have just gone round the corner a little bit and fucking hit America, the cunts? Oh, they're getting hurricanes and earthquakes, aren't they? Oh, yes, God is great. Fucking whip the whole fuck of them out there to fucking see these fucking cunts. What are you getting across a monkey with an American? Nothing. Monkeys are too intelligent to fuck Americans. Unless the monkey's a green one and the yank comes from San Francisco. In which case, more of the fucking same, you fucking Yankee cunts. You know? It's amazing how people live in denial, isn't it? You know? Like the way the Americans after 9/11, they go, we're gonna find the people who did this and punish them. But they're fucking dead! They're under the rubble. The cunts that did it are long dead. Right, but no, it's those guys over there, and we're going to get them. But they're fucking dead. You know, Tony Blair's the fucking same. We're going to find these fucking people and we're going to get them. But they're dead! Right? And the Muslims are going, we did not do this. No, this is the will of Allah. Right? They live in denial as well. Nothing to do with us. Allah did that, you know. Imagine those cunts who have been dying from suicide bombings are in heaven right now going, we're not dead. No. These cunts on the earth are in hell, not us. We're still alive, right? It's all this fucking living in denial fucking bullshit, right? Tsunamis, what the fuck is that? It's a fucking freak fucking wave. Dangerous, scary fucking thing, you know? Do you know, I saw this fucking thing in church, near where I live in Agar Grove. They still got the fucking sign up after all these fucking months. This is unbelievable. It's the funniest thing I can think of, actually. The sign says, Tsunami Appeal Coffee Morning. You know, that's, you can't even get your fucking imagine what that could be fucking like. A bunch of women turning up at 11 o'clock in the morning going, right, 50,000 people died in the tsunami. Are those custard creams? Do you mind sharing the custard creams with me? I brought Jaffa cakes, but you're welcome to have the Jaffa cakes. If I can have a cup. Can we do that? All right. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we just pour the tea and we can actually mix it. Have you got sandwiches? That's great. You know, it's fucking mad. Anyway, I shall leave you tonight, John. I shall leave you with a classic jumping fucking spider trick, which I've been doing for 20 fucking years, and I include in every fucking show, right? And you've seen it before? Fuck you. Fucking brilliant jumping spider, right? Especially I like it because women hate it, you know? Women look at it and they go, how old are you? Yeah, because women are so mature. They're not actually mature, they just bleed every month. That makes them tense. Don't confuse tension with maturity, right? But men look at that and they go, that's fucking brilliant. What do you think of that? Is the shop still open? How much? Do they come in different colours? Just the black? They do come in different colours. Yeah, but I would get the black because it's more realistic. Don't you think? It's fucking brilliant. Turn upside down, fucking spider having a wank. But this spider is very special, boys and girls. This spider gives the best oral sex, right, in the world, right? You may have seen the David Attenborough fucking documentaries, right? I'll give you a demonstration of this. It's not painful, on the contrary. This is so pleasurable, right? Is that your boyfriend there? You two together? I'm sorry about this, but you're never going to match up to this, right? This is